Yun. So, hello guys. Good afternoon. Good evening pala. Good evening sa inyo. So, maulan na gabi sa inyo, no? So, didistract ako sa, ano. Balik ko na kayo yung background ko, bro. Ano, and so, good evening sa inyo. Ayan, as early as 8:44, sila Black King. Nandiyan na sila Tebong, 8:55. Sila Kiko. Yan. So, nandiyan sila Jeter. Yan, sila Kiko X, what's up, Boss L? Yan, kamusta guys, no? So again, magpapag-giveaway muna ako, no, for early bird kasi ano eh. Ang aga ng iba sa inyo, no. So again, we are also live in Facebook, no. So pwede kayong manood doon sa Facebook page natin, no. And again, thank you sa mga nag-tag sa akin kasi nag-ano tayo, bro, eh, dami na, ayan, nandiyan na sila, sila King Kong Dantes, no? So, good evening, Boss Loran Iron Place, what's up, Pineapple, kamusta, Jeter, kamusta, Tebong, kamusta? Ayan, Papa Early Bird na tayo, si Alfonso nandiyan na, no? So, again, just want to give away agad dito, no? Ayan, Early Birdie, no? Early Birdie, ayan, so, papag-giveaway na agad tayo, just hashtag dyan, para sa, again, 500 pesos worth of BNB. No? So, pamibigay ko agad sa inyo yan. So, ayan. Hashtag nyo na, guys. Type nyo na dyan. So, it's gonna be quick before we start. So, sobrang excited ako sa topic natin ngayon. Of course, meron tayo Suki din, di ba? Na ating guest dito. But, very much excited na in discussion natin. That's why, early bird na tayo, guys. No? Early bird na tayo. Para at least, I just want to reward nga, no? Yung mga nandito agad, kaka-start pa lang, also, meron na tayo agad 20 plus viewers. So please, do. Ano, kailangan guys, ang requirement ko lang, like this video and share this video. Kailangan i-share nyo itong video. And of course, dapat nakalike kayo ha, sa video. Like and share lang ng video natin. So share nyo sa mga friends nyo, yung mga gustong maging updated. No? Very, ang ganda ng topic natin ngayon about Ethereum merger, no, the importance, what are the misconceptions, bibili na ba tayo ngayon, no, para at least matutunan natin, no. Maulan at mabagal na converge sa iyo, Sir Loran. No, converge ako, no, kinakabahan tuloy ako. Okay lang, may backup naman akong PLDT, guys, no. So, pag nawala ako, sasaluin na rin ako ni Boss Ed mamaya, no. So, very much excited. Yan. Thank you so much, guys. So, type nyo lang. And then, we're waiting for, ayan, mga 40 entries, mga early bird natin. So, again, like and share lang, guys, no, ng ating video. Yan yung requirement natin ngayon para lang makasali dyan, no. Ayan. So, check natin. Ayan, no. So, yan, early bird. Hashtag lang dyan. And, of course, no, advertise lang din. Ayan, of course, no, ating Wealth Summit, no, Boss Ed, advertise ko na rin to, sponsor dito, PDAX din, of course, kasama dyan, no, teka lang, tatabunan niya tayo mga sponsors natin. Ayan, no, PDAX, Edmond, nandyan din sa speakers, no, daming streams dito, no, so again, if you are available, meet tayo doon, nila Sir Ed, ako, meet tayo on SMX Aura, no, approach nyo kami, andun kami, nakakalat lang kami doon. Sa two-day event na eh. No, so, it's gonna be SMX Aura WealthSummit.ph, guys. No? So, hopefully, makasama namin kay Jan. So, if you want to know more about investing, of course, cryptocurrencies, real estate, business, online selling, Shopee, Lazada, cards and collectibles, meron din dyan about watches, no? Tsaka yung mga precious metals, no? So, anything about wealth building, no? Especially ngayon, post-pandemic world natin, no? So hopefully makasama namin kayo on September 17 to 18 at SMX Aura, no. So early bird pa ngayon na yung ticket natin, worldsummit.ph. So again, draw na natin, guys, no. Draw na natin yung ating winner. Again, 500 worth of BNB lang, no, sa mga 72 entries, pa ang dami. Tapos 30 lang yung viewers, nagpump agad, no. So yan. So, kailangan share nyo, ha? Share nyo yung video, ha? Kailangan share nyo para ma-qualify kayo before winning, ha? Goku-san! Nanalo si Goku-san! So, anak ba? Si ano to? Si Gohan to, di ba? Son ni Goku. Gohan, di ba? So, yun ba yun? Goku-san! Goku-san, guys, no? So, congratulations! So mamaya may pag-giveaway pa tayo. Ako, meron akong pag-giveaway, scholarship cash ulit mamaya, scholarship din, and of course, may surprise din si Sir Ed mamaya from PDAC. So without further ado, excited na akong tawagin si Sir Ed, no, from PDAC. Sir Ed, kamusta? Kanina happy birthday, guys, no. So, thank you. Makiin natin siya. Birthday niya ngayon. And yes, actually, sir, muntik na namin yung postpone to, pero na-post na namin sa Discord ko. So, we need to, kumbaga, sobrang yes, importante daw yung community natin. No? So,
tama.
Sobrang thank you tayo and privilege na ito. Ito na naman si Sir Ed, ang aking mabuting kaibigan from PDAX, no? So, another good topic. Goku-san eh, di ba? So,
that's broccoli.
Broccoli, you know?
Ako na may bahay.
May bahay yung broccoli, no? Usually kasi pag yung mga manggut, di ba yung mga house nakikita sa mangga, ito broccoli, no? Broccoli. May bahay sa broccoli. Gaano kalaki yung broccoli na yan pag nilaga mo, di ba? So, ayan, of course, happy birthday yan, Sir Ed. No?
Thank you, sir. Thank
Sir Ed,
you
no? Para pag matuwa, bigyan pa tayo ng giveaway. So,
may pag-giveaway tayo mamaya, pare. Don't worry
ayun
about
eh, pag-giveaway. Excited yung ano special, natin. Eh. No?
Nagka-wallet ka na, may crypto pang laman. Pare.
Wow!
So, yun, diba?
Grabe naman yan. Salamat, diba? PDAX. Tsaka yung, baka naman, ang ganda ng t-shirt ni Sir Ed, no?
Paparapol ko kaya ito. No? May Ethereum logo sa ito.
Ganda, oh. Wala ka bang PDAX shirt, bro? Para
meron, pare. Nako, bibigyan kita next time, pare. Yung
PDAX shirt. Tsaka paraffle natin, PDAX shirt.
Sige.
Grabe naman si John Paul Roa. Ah, happy 18th birthday, boss. 18th birthday?
20 grabe. Years ago na yan, bro. 21 years ago na yan. Medyo late yung ano mo, John Paul, pare.
Mukhang bata tayo pareho, bro. I can attest, no? Ako, usually, tinatanong ko lagi sa mga, kahit sa mga kaibigan ko, yung mga new friends ko. Bro, anong tingin mo sa edad ko? Sa kala nila, 30 lang ako, ganun. Tandaan na rin tayo, guys, no? So,
oo nga, eh. Yes. Oo, tsa.
Ayan, so we are okay. Ayan. So, thank you so much, no? So, sa mga nanonood. Very much excited kasi ito na yung laging, ito na yung ano eh, lagi pinag-uusapan ngayon sa internet, no?
Right.
Yung Ethereum merger, no? So, sino ba yung founder ng Ethereum, bro? Si
pare, si Vitalik Buterin, pare. Pag nakita mo, parang mukha rin siyang Ethereum eh. Yung medyo,
okay,
medyo pointy yung kanyang mukha. Pero yun nga, it's very important kasi maraming mga misconceptions. Like for instance, pare, I was talking lang to a few crypto folk, ano? They were saying na, ay, Ethereum merge, nako, ano pala yan? Parang bababa na gas fee. So, you know, one of the main misconceptions, gas fees will not go down, pare. But, of course, it serves as a good foundation para dun sa next level nila of upgrades.
Oh,
diba? Pag-uusapin natin lahat ng yan, pare. Ano ba itong merge na to? At anong mangyayari? At para tayo gagawa ng pera.
Oh, but before that, bro, pakita muna natin, of course, no, sponsor natin si PDAX, nandiyan ka eh. Pakita muna natin yung video ng PDAX, bro, syempre. Ano ba yung PDAX para just a video description para... Sige. Play ko lang, guys, no? And again, sa mga may PDAX account ngayon, yung mga magke-create na, as habang nakikinig kayo, pwede na kayong mag-create ngayon para mamaya kasali kayo sa giveaway ni Sir Ed, no? So, yes. PDAX.ph, punta lang kayo, guys. No? That's the website, punta lang kayo. And for now, I'm gonna play to you a video regarding, 30 seconds lang to, no? Regarding PDAX. Yun! Ayos.
Ayos. And pwede niyo yung i-download sa Google Play Store at Apple App Store. I think kahit yun, sa Huawei App Gallery, nandun yata yun sa inyong mahilig sa mga Chinese technology. Di ba? Andun din tayo. Ano?
Sige, check natin yung website. Ayan, no, ito din sa website, guys, no. Tapos ito lang, ayan, no. Meron dito yung Google Play, App Store, no. So download niyo lang 'yan. Okay, so PDAX is registered under BSP, guys, no. So hindi kayo mag-worry as usual, no. So hindi kayo kakabahan. Ayan. Okay, bro, kasi may tanong dito, simulan ko na. Ano ba yung hard fork na tinatawag? Ito, hard fork, eh. Oh.
Hard fork, nako, patay.
Talaga, guys. Nag-hard fork talaga si Vitale, oh. Tinong...
Nag-hard fork.
Ito yung nag-viral. Ito yung nag-viral, eh. Nag-hard fork. Hard fork. Ay, yung si founder, guys, ha, si Vitale, no?
So, saka ko lang nakita yung...
Si Vitalik Buterin, no, siya yung founder, and ito yung recent nga na yung picture niya may hard fork nga, no, na tinatawag na.
Kasi nasa may kusana yung tanong, pare. Yung pala meron kong pakulo, ayos yan, bro, nakakatawa naman yun. Pasend naman, gagamitin ko rin.
Meron ako, kasi nag-viral yun, bro. Nag-viral yun. Nag-viral siya kasi nga, this is a recent picture with him, no? Yun nga, yun, parang ano bang mangyayari sa hard fork? Parang ganun yung, tas ganun yung picture, di ba? So parang, how ironic, di ba? So, yeah, hard fork talaga.
Okay, sir, ano ba?
Sige, let's start!
Sige, sir, share ko lang yung screen
pa. So, guys, dyan lang kayo, and then our giveaways will be later on or in the middle, no? Amaya. So, please do share and like this video. Kailangan i-share nyo lang. Yun lang. So, dun sa nanalo kanina ng 500, yeah, si Goku-san, ito na yung Discord mo. Message ko lang ako sa Discord. I'll send you my the price, no? Yan. So, yan, ayan, pa, guys. Ang so, ganda naman, no?
Oo, pa.
Understanding the merge. Yan.
Yun, ayos. Yan. Very important yan. Kasi, of course, di ba, parating niya yung merge na yan. Of course, dun sa hard date kung kailan mangyayari, they have just some estimates. Pero it's most likely mangyayari yan by ngayong September. And yun nga yung expectation ng mga tao. What you have to understand about the merge is that this is something that is already discounted by most crypto participants. So mamaya, when we discuss paano tayo gagawa ng pera dito, very important yun. Kasi yung ibang tao, pare, iniisip, oh, mag-merge na, bibili na ako ngayon. Di ba? But in fact, yun ang expectation ng mga tao, eh. Mangyayari na, pare, with 97% success rate. So, kumbaga, yung odds mo, yung risk that you're taking, it's actually not too high. So, of course, the expectation of return is also quite low. No? So, pag-usapan natin, no? Ano ba yung ETH merge na yan, and why should I give a shit? Ay, sorry, give a crap. Sorry, pwede ba akong mag-ano? Why should I care? Next is, ano ba yung na-accomplish niyan? And what does it not accomplish? And then pag-uusapan natin yung mga misconceptions about what the merge is not about, no? And last but not least, very important sa mga viewers ni Laurent, no? Is how to make money of it. May three ways tayong i-share sa inyo, no? At pag-uusapan natin yung mga prospects na yan, given the overall background of the entire global economy, kasi medyo mahirap talaga ngayon, guys. Kahit crypto, stocks, bonds, gold, whatever, everything seems to be having quite a bad time because nga of that macro overlay. Macro meaning yung global economic situation, mainly pointing to inflation, no? So very important yan. Right, so sa mga hindi nakakaalam pa, no, ito yung parang distinction natin between the cryptocurrencies. Pag sinabing Bitcoin, it's a decentralized store of value. So parang yung isang ledger, tracking who owns what. Pero yung Ethereum, as you all know, no, it's decentralized programmable money. Kaya sobrang hili ko sa Ethereum, pare, because it really changed the game for cryptocurrency. It allowed us to really automate certain things when it comes to exchanging value, no? Ang pinaka-favorite example ko dyan, Laurent, no? Yung sinasabi nila, the future of employment is going to also be in crypto. Imagine, no? Pag na-employ ka kunyari sa PDAX. Sample lang, guys. Ha? Hindi pa ganda yung sistema sa PDAX. Magbibigyan ka ng token, no, that will automatically pay your salary, di ba? Parang ganun. And so many other transactions that allowed us to really decentralize our financial economy. Right? So syempre, pag-traditional system, isang may hawak ng data. So, there is one point of attack. Para kang nag-honeypot, pare, di ba? Yung from yung mga medical companies, kahit Comelec, di ba? Since sila may hawak ng lahat ng voter information, they attract the flies, and di ba? nagkaroon ng parang sort of breach on the data, no? sa decentralized blockchain system, yung kopya ng data na nandun sa mga taong nagva-validate. So there's no one point of attack. And mamaya pag-uusapan natin yung tinatawag na consensus algorithm, Joran. Nung nag-certify ako dito, ito yung pinaka-boring na parte ng klase. Halos makatulog ako pero sobrang importante pala. Kasi this is how the blockchain determines who will write and how they will write data in the pages of the blockchain or yung blocks. Diba? Ang blockchain, mahalin tulad natin yan sa isang libro, ledger, diba? Every page is the block. And then it's all related by the page number. So yun yung chain that links all of it, no? Yung consensus algorithm, yung binabago ni Ethereum, is how they will write data. How they will make it a page and turn the next leaf. So very important yung merge na yan. Okay? So skip na natin. Alam na to, guys, no? Yan. So because of this, ladies and gentlemen, because of Ethereum, maraming nabuhay na mga decentralized apps. So yung alam nating Uniswap, di ba? Kunyari, may ipapalit kang pera. So, kunyari, gusto mong mag-wax blockchain, Laurent, no? At meron kang Ethereum, pwede mo i-swap yan. Hanap ka lang ng counterparty willing to swap the other way around. Meron din tayo yung mga DeFi apps like Aave and Compound. Nung nagsimula yan, naalala ko noon, Laurent, no? Ang tataas pa ng rate. Ngayon, syempre, because it's decentralized, ang dami nang nagpapahiram, konti naghihiram, tuloy, bumaba ang mga rates. And also, MakerDAO is also one of the more popular DAOs that created the DAI stablecoin. Naman, very important din yan sa ating crypto economy. So, ano ba yung merge, pare? So, ito, medyo quite complex, but syempre, it's just shifting from one consensus algorithm to another. So, galing sila sa proof of work, lilipat sa proof of stake, no? So, papansin nyo, yung ating green arrow na yan, extend pa way out in 2020. So, 2020 pa lang, guys. Alam na nila to, tinetest na nila whether gagana ba to o hindi, no? So, kumbaga, dun sa tagal ng panahon na yan, we have parang sort of medyo certainty, no? Yun ang expectation ng mga tao because of how long they took to prepare this, parang mukhang gagana. 97% of the time, no? And napansin nyo dun sa dulo ng araw natin, meron dun sharding. Ano ba yung sharding na yan, pare? Ayan, medyo kung lalalim tayo dyan, naabot tayo ng mga 1 to 2 hours magpaliwanag lang ng mathematics behind that. But syempre, para lang pasimplihin natin, pag-uusapan natin yan. But yan, pare, ang magpapababa ng gas fee, di ba? Nakaranas na ba kayo? Binibili kayo sa OpenSea? Bago pa yung mga panahon ng Layer 2s natin, bago pa nagkaroon ng Solana o ng Avalanche doon sa OpenSea, ang hirap mag-transact, di ba? I think si Durant, kinakwento ka, di ba? Parang nag-mint kaya data, sobrang mahal, di ba? Because of the gas fee sa Ethereum. So, yan.
Grabe.
Oo, yung sharding na yan, parang, di ba, shards is parang pieces of one big thing, no? Ang gagawin nila pare, is split nila yung buong blockchain into many different lanes. So parang, dati isang country road, ngayon, parang 27-lane highway na, di ba? So lahat ng transaction mo, whether it deals with this or with that, they can classify and they can process efficiently. So magkakaroon lang tayo ng parang yung parang coordinating blockchain, yung beacon chain. So, yan ang magdetermine ng performance ng lahat ng mga smaller blockchains within Ethereum. So, yan ang magpapabilis at magpapamura ng gas fee, hindi yung merge. But syempre, hindi mo pwedeng gawin yung sharding kung proof of work ka pa rin. Pero syempre, bago tayo dumako doon, ano ba yung mga yan? No? Ah, sorry, yan. No? Yan yung nakita sa Twitter. I think medyo naging viral din to. No? Pag pinag-uusapan, Laurent, yung ating merge, no? It's like changing the engine of a plane while it's flying. Kasi nga, may gumagamit ng Ethereum, guys. It's the second largest cryptocurrency in the world. And then, of course, a lot of the DeFi apps rely on the stability and security of Ethereum. So, para baguhin mo yung main method of validating and writing information in the blockchain, parang tantamount to this one. Pinapalitan mo yung makina habang lumilipad. So talagang gagawin mo to over a long period of time, paghahandaan mo talaga at pag-aaralan. And it's good that, of course, if you listen to the Ethereum groups, the Ethereum community, the best minds in crypto are in this. Minsan dyan, pare, iba dyan, mga developers lang na hindi naman talaga nagtatrabaho. Walang bayad yan, bro. Talagang they're just there to really make sure that this merge happens well. And then, of course, within expectation, na unfortunately, 97% success rate. No. So, mamaya, pag pinag-usapan natin yung trading, dun ka medyo makakakuha ng konting risk, pero I don't think it's available to everyone. Okay, so ano ba yung mga proof of work, proof of stake na yan? Yan tinatawag na consensus algorithm. Sabi natin kanina, yan yung paraan kung saan nagsusulat yung mga tao, they agree on how to write information in the block that will now consist the blockchain. So ano ba yung proof of work? Diba? Diyan, narinig natin, ang pinaka-famous na may proof of work is Bitcoin. So ang ginagamit niya is proof of work. Ano ba yan? Dito, involved ang tinatawag ng mga miners. Alam naman natin yan, di ba? Some, may mga friends pa ako nag-mine. I think si Durant, nag-mine ka rin dati, di ba? So I think, yon. So, miners will solve a cryptographic puzzle to determine who gets to validate the block. So because of that system, it's secure. Kasi hindi mo alam kung sinong mag-validate, di ba? You have to use your electricity, no? Your processing power to be able to mine that particular block. So, yun nga. And that being said, syempre, yung speed din ng proof of work system is quite slow. Kasi nga, you're having this set of miners guessing a 256 character nonce, no? Yung parang random yan, eh. Para i-guess mo yan. Syempre, ang ginagamit nila dyan, parang blunt force lang. Wala namang math yan. So, talaga uhulaan lang nila, no? And it takes a lot of computing power. And also, it's one of the reasons, Laurent, kung ba't ang mahal-mahal ng mga graphics cards lately, no? Pagbibili ko ng RTX 3080 Ti, parang gagas ka ng mga 120,000 pagbibilin mo sa mall. Pero yan din ang one of the reasons why I'm so happy about this merch, kasi finally, ma-upgrade ko ng graphics cards ko. Kasi pag na-upgrade sila sa proof of stake, there's no more parang upward pressure on the prices of graphics cards because there will be less. In fact, baka makahanap ka pa nga sa secondary market na maraming mga slightly used na mga RTX graphics cards, di ba? And kaya na sabi ko, it consumes a lot of power, no? Pag sinukat mo, Laurent, out of the 213 countries that have record, Ethereum is the 90th most pinakamalaking electricity expenditure at 113 terawatts per year. Nasa pila siya nila, I think, nila Mozambique at ni Nepal. Biruin mo, di ba? Para kay isang bansa. Just doing proof of work, no? For Ethereum lang yun, pare. But if you include yung proof of work, yung electricity na ginagamit ni Bitcoin, mas malaki pa. Para ka ng Pakistan. And Pakistan is also 150 million people yan, no? Ang lakas din ng electricity niyan. So imagine, that's how much energy it needs, no? And kaya doon sa mga conferences, ang dami nag-uusap dyan, di ba? Na, uy, but, kunyari, nakakausap na ako ng Democrat bro, eh. Galit na galit. Just medyo hindi niya gusto yung crypto dahil daw sa environmental impact, di ba? But syempre, yung shift nga sa proof of stake, ano ba yan? It will hopefully, well, definitely, no, will reduce power consumption by 99.9%. So, bakit ba ito nagkaiba? Kasi pag proof of stake, wala ka ng miners, no? Instead of having people invest in the machines and really, on random, solve that puzzle slightly determined lang by how powerful your machine is, you're replacing that with stake. Hindi stake na karne, ha? Stake na parang S-T-A-K-E, no? Meaning yung pinanghahawakan mo. So as a validator, kailangan meron kang minimum na 32 ETH para maka-validate ka. And then kung may 32 ETH ka na, random pa rin yung selection, no? Meron silang algorithm based on how much you stake, no? At ang pili nun, syempre, slightly twisted lang with how much you have. And mas mabilis din ang proof of stake. Yung mga sikat na proof of stake, of course, practically all of the smart contract platforms are proof of stake also. Iba, medyo pinadali nila ng konti. Mamaya, pag-uusapan natin yung trade-offs dyan, no? But yung talagang proof of stake na pure, of course, we see the likes of Solana, no? Na nagpa-process ng around 400,000 transactions per second. Obrang bilis, di ba? And then, for Ethereum, syempre, they're forecasting sana, of course, when the changes happen, do happen, tataas sana sila to almost 100,000 transactions per second. And some, last but not least, yung power consumption is going to be negligible kasi wala nang miners. It's all yung parang server-grade computer mo lang, pwede ka nang mag-validate. But syempre, kailangan may 32 ETH ka, no? And the Tier 2 ETH na yan, minsan, it's offered to the public. So gusto mo mag-stake into a company para maka-validate sila, no? You can do that. Then they can share with you a portion of the reward when they get to validate. Yung mga fees that's associated with validation. So yun yung shift natin. From a power-intensive way to less power. From a manner that's slow to something that's fast. Something that uses miners and have to solve cryptographic puzzles to something based on what you have in Ethereum. So, by all respects, mas mabilis ang proof of stake while compromising, of course, very little on security. Diba? Kasi, syempre, kung ikaw ay validator at you have a lot of stake, may 32 ETH ka, hindi mo naman sisiraan yung Ethereum, may hawak ka nun, diba? Nag-invest ka rin dyan, diba? So, kumbaga may ganun aspect pa. Kaya, it's also, we think, very close or as secure as proof of work. Okay, so the impact of the merge, pare. Sabi nga kanina, there's a shift to miners and validators. Mura na ang graphics card. Number two is that there's reduction in energy costs. So 99.9% of cost will be lower, no? And then, last but not the least, magkakaroon tayo, Laurent, ng tataas ng real yield in Ethereum staking, di ba? Yung number one rate yan, kahit saka magpunta, hindi lalagpas ng 4.3%. Hindi lalagpas ng 4.5 to 5%, di ba? But, di ba? Kapag nangyari ang shift, syempre, magiging deflationary ang Ethereum. Kasi currently, di ba, kumikita ka ng 4.5% kunyari sa staking mo, pero nag-expand naman yung Ethereum volume by 4.3%. So, ang real yield mo, parang 0.2 lang. Di ba? Kasi, di ba, imagine mo, pag hawak mo yung pera, pero dumadami naman siya ng, at the same rate. So, parang ganun din lang. Parang inflation, guys. Di ba? Tumataas ang presyo. Di ba? Pag 5% inflation, you get 5% return, wala kang kinita. Walang real yield, no? But, after the stake, mababawasan yung issuances from 4.3% to 0.43%. Kasi, hindi na tayo nagbabayad ng miners masyado ng ganun kalaki. And syempre, pag nagbabayad ka ng miners, there's also pressure for these miners to sell their Ethereum. So, yung pa isang benefit, no? Kapag nagsisell, there's less pressure, meaning that the prices will be stable. And of course, given the deflationary process in this, no? Pag deflationary, syempre, di ba, there's higher demand because this change will encourage people to use more Ethereum. Pero hindi na lumalaki yung supply. So, anong ibig sabihin nun? Posibleng there's upward pressure on prices. Di ba? Parang ano lang yan, parang Bitcoin, di ba? When it halves, when the rewards halve, there's less supply of Bitcoin, then tataas ang presyo because assuming there's constant or increasing demand for that, no? And this one is really exciting kasi ngayon, pwede ka talaga mag-stake at 5% because there's going to be real yield. Kumikita ka na talaga. Hindi lang brought about or hindi lang na-nullify nung pag-expand ng total supply of Ethereum. Di ba? So, yun lang po, tatlo, no? Miners to validators, very important. Wala nang rigs. Number two, pag may nagsabi sa inyo, yung Ethereum niya, walang kwenta yan because it spends so much electricity, no longer the case. And finally, pwede ka na mag-consider ng mga staking options for Ethereum because it's going to be deflationary. Okay, so ito naman, what does it not accomplish? Number one is that the merge will not reduce the gas fees. In fact, walang pagbabago. In fact, yung mga ibang analyst nga sabi, baka maging mas mahal pa ng konti yung gas fee. But syempre, that's more the smaller opinions on this one. But syempre, huwag nating kaligtaan. This is going to be the foundation of the next level, no? Yung tinatawag na sharding na pag-uusapan natin mamaya. Next is that it will not increase Ethereum's transaction speed. Kahit ang proof of work, technically, mas mabili, yung proof of stake, mas mabili sa proof of work. In the case of Ethereum, because of its, you know, it's already there's a lot of users, there's a stream of people using it, then we don't expect it to increase the transaction speed, at least not by a considerable amount. Baka slightly umincrease lang, no? Currently, just to give you an idea, ang Ethereum is ranging from 10 to 14 transactions per second lang. So medyo all that's, di ba? And then when you go to the likes of Visa and MasterCard, that's a 20,000 transactions per second yung mga yan. So, medyo malayo pa. But syempre, in the future, once sharding is accomplished, medyo lalapit tayo sa Visa and MasterCard. And in the future, pwedeng mangyari din talaga that we transact globally using Ethereum. No? Yun. And then, to last pare, para bago na rin taposin yung slide natin, no? How to take advantage of the merge? Dami nagtatanong yan, guys. So first, what is our main thesis? The main thesis is that the merge is good for Ethereum and is the foundation for the future. Diba? It's good because it's going to shift to a better consensus algorithm. It's much aligned with what they want to do with it, no? Si Bitcoin, wala na yan. That's, I mean, it's set. It's the first ever test of a cryptocurrency. And of course, yung Bitcoin community din. Durant, no, if you take a look at them, engage with them in Twitter or in the conferences, medyo close-minded yung mga yan. They just want to keep Bitcoin as it is, right? But si Ethereum has higher dreams. They want to be the transaction currency globally. They want everyone to use this. And I think there's good reason. So if you have that opinion, if you believe in the main thesis, you can do three things. So number one, buy now and sell after the merge. Pwede yun, di ba? Oy, kung mag-i-improve, ba't hindi pa tayo bibili ngayon? Buhos ba tayo ngayon? Then pag-merge, tataas ba yung presyo? Yan, medyo risking galaw yan, pare. Bakit? Because the merge is highly priced in. Remember, nung nag-correct yung market natin, nawala na yung mga weak hands, right? Nawala na yung mga non-believers in Ethereum. In Ethereum, Bitcoin, and all cryptocurrency. So lahat na may hawak ngayon, pare, no? And I don't think at this point in time we can attract outside money. Meaning, people who are not used to crypto. Again, maraming dahilan yan pag-uusapan natin sa ating wall of worry in all of this, no? So, ang mamumimbili niyan, ang nasa Ethereum ngayon, are people like you and me. Guys, and of course, Durant, no? Tayo yan. We know this, no? And we're already expecting success in the merge, no? And of course, money is made. Remember, when you're trying to do these short trades, money is made if there is still something unexpected. And that unexpected thing happens. Now, for instance, ang laki ng failure rate, di ba? Sabihin, 20%, 30% success rate, no? So, malaki yung chance, no? For it to fail. Now, if you buy into that, believing the opposite opinion, then pwede kang ma-reward heavily. But in this case, lahat ng tao niniwala nang magsasucceed to eh, di ba? And lahat ng tao, alam na yan. Isang Google mo lang, isang YouTube mo lang, and most crypto people already know about this and expecting this. So, ang tanong, will they be buying more, no? And unfortunately, I think nakabili na, right? And people are also trying to do the same thing. Kaya if ever, kung mangyari man yung merge na yan, baka nga magkaroon pa ng sell-off, Loran. Because some people might be entering Ethereum just because of this. And they've entered, of course, baka probably even before the rally. Way back in 2020. But that's going to be, kung marami man yan, then definitely there's going to be a correction. Okay? Next. So dahil sa binanggit nating real yields, pwede na ba tayong mag-stake, di ba? Kasi yung 5% mo is going to be real yield na. Kikita ka na talaga, no? In fact, because of the higher demand for this, because nga, the merge is good and it's foundation for the future, more people will have demand for Ethereum. And of course, maraming gusto mga validators, there's going to be upward pressure on the staking rewards. But syempre, ang tingin ko dito, guys, moderate, na mag-ingat din kayo. Kasi especially if you're dealing with yung mga centralized institutions, no, be careful who you deal with kasi hindi yan parang normal investment companies in any country na may available information about these things. In crypto, minsan wala, minsan meron, minsan mali, right? So be careful, make sure that you are nimble also kasi yung mga iniisip natin nung araw na institution in crypto, hindi malabong bumagsak, di ba? Like kunyari yung mga Celsius na yan. It's the largest centralized financial institution, guys. It's number one, pero nangyari pa rin yan. So, di ba? We're in this part of the industry where it's very young. Everything's still developing. Maraming mga lumalabas dyan na pwedeng hindi totoo. So, be careful. Kung magpa-participate ka man, be careful. And pag may naamoy ka ng medyo konting problema, dapat mabilis ka lang lalabas. Right? Last but not the least, para sa mga boring na taong tulad ko, Laurent, no? Invest in the future of ETH. Yan, di ba? Kasi lahat naman ng ito mangyayari over a long period of time. Remember, the game-changing elements that will affect normal traders like you and me, participants like you and me, will only happen when sharding is complete. And that will not happen during the merge, right? So sa akin dyan, kunyaring hindi ka masyadong makrypto, you're focused on games, you're focused on many other things, wala kang magawa, then i-add mo yan sa iyong investment parang play, no? Build the position over a long period of time. Ito, yung mga ibang tao, sabi to corny naman yung sinasabi mo, Ed, sa akin to pinaka-effective because sa totoo lang guys, I've been trading equities also for a long time. Mas nahihirapan ako sa cryptocurrency. I'm not sure if you share the same opinion pare, no? Kasi sa akin ito yung stocks may open and close ang cryptocurrency 24/7 'yan, 'di ba? Tapos wala pa tayong masyadong visibility on fundamentals. Yung mga parties who are saying their valuation of Ethereum medyo magkalayo, parang isdang nasa magkabilang mukha yung mata. Iba 10,000, iba ayaw maniwala, 'di ba? So it's also difficult, no? Kaya you rely very heavily on technical analysis, no? Yung pagbasa ng charts, pagbasa ng price, and what that price tells you. And of course, for technical analysis, yung mga complex processes dyan, Laurent, assumes that everyone is also using technical analysis, no? Ito na nalaman ko to kay sa idol kong si Mr. Juanes Barredo, di ba? Sabi niya, you know when people know how to use it because when you trade with them, you can predict behavior. But in this, medyo mahirap because of course we're talking about a new set of investors na hindi humihingi ng chart minsan, investors na nag-iinvest sa GameStop, so yung mga ganung type of investors, so they're not the usual types, so it's even harder for me. So ako, of course, kung may mga ganung trade, kung simpleng position trading lang tayo, no, yung riding the trends, no, and then getting out when the trends are bad, pwede yun. But syempre, if you're trying to do day trading, if you're trying to do a more active approach or yung momentum na sinasabi ng mga idol natin sa call, baka medyo mahirap. So for me, ito yung pinaka-recommended ko kung hindi ka man mahilig mag-trade is to start building a position over a long period of time. Use cost averaging if possible para hindi mo na iniisip. And for PDAX guys, kahit maliit na amount yan, isan, in fact, minimum nga namin 200 pesos eh. So kahit ako, ginagawa ko, if I were you, no, kahit 200, 100 Bitcoin, 100 Ethereum. Pero ako personally, medyo mas malaki ng konti yung invest ko, pero medyo leaning towards more in Ethereum because I'm a believer in what Ethereum can do for us. Right? So yun, here are the three things you can, you can use to take advantage of this. If you're buying and you, kumbaga, kung if you are thinking of a trade in Ethereum, given this, baka medyo mahirap. If you can find an alternate position to increase your risk, meaning you can do a short. Of course, it takes skill also to know how to operate or to use a short. Pero ang ibebet mo, yung opposite view, doon ka sa 3%. So kahit maliit lang yung nilalagay mo, pwedeng lumobo, right? But kung maglalagay ka dun sa consensus view, baka hindi na ganun karami. Baka hindi na ganun kalaki yung returns mo. Next, consider staking, no? Malaki, may possibility na lumaki yung mga staking rewards natin dyan. And because hindi na nga lumalaki masyadong supply of Ethereum, medyo mas may sense na to stake. Hindi na yan parang lokohan lang, di ba? Iba magbibigay ng 20% return, pero yung expansion naman of supply is more than 20%. So yung net yield mo, maliit lang. And last but not least, yung pinaka gusto ko talaga dyan is to build a long position over a position over a long period of time. Invest in the future of ETH. Huwag mong i-trade. Ano yan, no? Kung success yan, as everyone expects it to be, then good. Because the next time that change happens, yun na, medyo mas malaki yung impact niyan, right? Because when sharding happens, that's the main thing that will change the game for us, no? And of course, pag nangyari yan, we expect that corporations will start considering Ethereum. Di ba? Kasi hindi na ganun kalaki yung gas fee, eh. No, if you are a corporation trying to trade globally, you want to automate a portion of your payments or you want to decentralize something, then Ethereum is going to be the main choice for you. And of course, may mga ibang blockchain lovers na, I like Solana, I like Cardano, lalalala. But syempre, pag pinag-usapan yan, pinakamaraming developers in Ethereum, pinakamaraming taong may hawak, at pinakasikat. So, kumbaga, kung meron mang tataas, it's going to be Ethereum. Alright. So, syempre, of course yan, yung mga strategies niyan will, of course, operate under the circumstances that we are in right now. Yung tawag natin, wall of worry. Yan. Sikat na sikat sa stocks yan, no? pagbibigay yung mga idol natin ng mga recommendation, pero syempre may caveat because these caveats can really change the output for you. And it can change the result in your investing. Number one, medyo unfavorable yung macro landscape natin, guys. Yung macroeconomics sa Pilipinas or globally is not in a good state. Bakit? Because every economy is tightening. They're increasing their rates. They're reducing money supply to control inflation. No? Ano yung ending niyan? Ba't mo gustong i-control, right? Anong nangyari pag di mo kinontrol? Sri Lanka, guys. Di ba? Hindi na-control yung inflation because nag-suspend ng imports ng fertilizer. Tumaas ang presyo ng mga pagkain nila. Tapos, nangyari pa yung Ukraine war. So, yung oil and, again, food prices umangat dahil yan yung sanhi niyan, di ba? Si Russia can no longer export its oil. Si Ukraine, which is the breadbasket of Europe, can no longer export their grains. So, tumataas lahat ng presyo. So, anong ibig sabihin niyan? Pag tumaas ang mga presyo niyan, ang worst case niyan is baka mag-aklas yung mga tao kasi hindi sila kakain, right? But syempre, for yung mga medyo well-balanced like us, na walang, of course, Sri Lanka is a string of wrong decisions, but when you're something like the Philippines, na wala namang ganun, ang mangyayari, pag tumaas ang rates, it's going to be detrimental to risk assets. So pansin mo, kahit stocks, kahit yung mga longer tenor bonds, nagkakaproblema when there's inflation. And syempre, even more so pag crypto. In the whole gamut of investments, crypto is the riskiest of the bunch. And they think that's the case. They believe that's the case. So kahit of course, yung mga crypto people like you and me na medyo, oy, ba't naman ganun? Of course, na overpower tayo because that's of course the global investing public. So be very aware of this. Watch out yung mga declarations of hawkishness and dovishness. Di ba pare, parang nung isang araw lang si Mr. Secretary Powell sabi, nako, it's gonna be higher inflation. No? Nagbagsakan ulit yung mga cryptocurrencies and stock markets. Kasi nga, when the Fed does that, ibig sabihin, hindi pa tapos yung pagtataas ng rates. So, hindi pa rin maganda ang risk assets. Right, next. Yung proof of stake execution risk is very low. No? So yan, of course, that's a risk. Baka mamaya pagka-merge, biglang after 24 hours, biglang mag-shutdown yung buong Ethereum mainnet. Di ba? So, of course, that's a possibility. Pag nangyari yan, it depends on how long that seizure will happen. But syempre, pag tumagal, baka magkaroon ng parang mawala ng tiwala yung mga tao in the entire blockchain. So, of course, that's going to be low. Kasi nga, as mentioned, 97% of all analysts and crypto people think it's going to succeed. Pwede namang magkaroon ng mga ganyang outages, pero sana sandali lang. And then, last is that, of course, because of proof of stake, there's really a tendency for blockchains to centralize. Bakit? Because ang hinahanap mo stake. And if someone is crazy enough to get a huge amount of stake, then siya lang yung magiging most powerful validator. And in fact, si Lido, one of the staking companies in the world, is already cornering 90%. Of the Ethereum supply. So, di ba nakakatakot? Kasi pag sila, they have everything, then they will be the loan validator. Possibly. Di ba? So, yan yung mga concerns. Of course, it's a mid-issue because yung ganyang concentration of Ethereum is based on market sentiment. And of course, how they pay people like you and me to stake to them. Pag nagbigay sila ng 8-9%, pupunta na ako sa kanila eh. No? So that can be influenced by strategy. So sa akin, I rate that as a mid. Of course, if you're not naman too crazy about centralization, you think that basta nagagamit ko yung blockchain, okay lang. Just like the other blockchains na medyo mas mabilis, then this shouldn't be your concern. But if you're a centralization fan, gusto mo decentralized yan, and that's one of the reasons why you go to Ethereum and a lot of the hardcore Ethereum guys are there for decentralization, then this is a risk for you, right? Kasi pag nangyari yan, then you have to be out of the blockchain. Alright, so next pare, ito naman yung pag-usapan natin, yung sharding, no? Itong very interesting problem. Sharding is the process of turning a small country road to a 20-lane highway. And they wanna do this by breaking up the information stored in a block. So hindi na lang tapos ngayon, parang one lane lang siya. Doon ka lang sa mainnet, so syempre mag-aantay ka para mapuno, ma-validate yung block bago ka makadagdag, right? And then if you are processing only 10 to 15 transactions per second, medyo mabagal yun. So hence the gas fees are high and also the transaction speeds are slow. But with sharding, you are dividing the blockchain into several smaller blockchains that can be specialized into validating certain transactions. Ang isang very interesting explanation sa akin dyan, Durant, is that yung pambili mo ng Yossi in the future, kasi hindi malayo yan guys, may Ethereum address yung takatakboy. No? So pagbibili kay Yossi, do you need the same industry-grade security that you need for a big transaction like investing or buying a house? No? Yan ang tanong. And the answer is no. Pagbibili ka lang ng Yossi na maliit lang yung amount, then gusto mo mas mabilis. So, di ba? That's the logic. You can divide the blockchain into several pieces, but instead of compromising on security, this is the only way that you can scale it without that compromise. So, kahit lumaki na yung mga lanes, dumami yung lanes, the analysts and the people behind Ethereum believe that it will have more or less the same security. So it solves a very difficult trilemma for cryptocurrencies, di ba? Remember, it's only three factors: decentralization, security, and scalability. Parang yan yung mga trick question ng high school ako, di ba? Gusto bang guwapo, matalino, o mabait? Pipili ka lang dalawa. Parang ganito yun. So most blockchains are constrained by this. They can only choose two, right? Some blockchains compromise on security para mas buminis, para mas scale nila, para ma-decentralize, pero syempre, not so secure. Yung iba, they decentralize so much like Ethereum, like Bitcoin, syempre, hindi naman siya scalable, right? Kasi hindi mo pwedeng infinite computing power lang. Syempre, optimal security, right? So you can only choose one of these. But ang paniwala natin is that this development, which is hinged on this merge, na tinatawag ni sharding, can solve these, can have all these three. It's secure, decentralized, and scalable. Right? And yung paborito ko ang show sa YouTube pare, yung donut, di ba? More power, baby, di ba? Because you're increasing the speed and you're lowering the gas fee. So yan po yung inaantabayan natin. And of course, this will not happen without the merge kasi hindi mo pwedeng gawin sa proof of work yan. So dito ako mas na-excite at dito ako mas nag-i-invest talaga really in Ethereum. And, you know, yun. So, final word lang natin, guys. No, sa akin, I'm really a long-term player here. I'm not here for shorter trades. I'm very excited that finally this is going to happen. In fact, in the earlier podcast that we did in PDAX, we were expecting this around June, July pa nga eh. But ito nang, medyo na late na nga ng konti. But nevertheless, I believe in the long-term play of Ethereum. I think because of those factors, because ang daming taong nandyan, it's medyo sikat, ang daming developer, madali yung language, then it has all the requirements or the necessary ingredients to be a global blockchain that everyone needs. And of course, the merge is very important for this, but I do not recommend that you do trade it. No? Mahirap i-trade yan because nga of the situations I've mentioned kanina. So for me, mas ideal pa rin siya for long-term investing. You know, build the position over a long period of time. Mag-cost average ka na lang if you're not concentrated on crypto trading. Alright? So yun. Yun na po yung last slide natin, Laurent. And ito na po yung giveaway natin sa mga kaibigan natin ngayon.
Yun! Magpapump na naman yung viewers. Magpapump yan, no? From 35. So, papasok na naman yung mga...
Yes, sir. Ito. Wala namang hashtag guys, pero pwede mo lang i-scan yung code na to and then
yun, okay. So BTC giveaway.
BTC giveaway yan, brother. So, syempre, medyo maliit lang. Sorry guys, medyo mahirap lang. Hindi naman mahirap, but syempre.
Oh,
maraming grip na namin, guys. Pero syempre, di ba? Pwede na rin, di ba? So,
grabe.
If you just recently opened an account, kanina yata, nag-announce si Laurent for you guys to open your PDAX account so you can scan this, no? Register with us and then you can get...
Nawala yata.
Ay, nawala. Ay, sige, pasika ulit.
Bro, pwede nga, no? Picture nga nung title. Sige, sa title muna tayo. Picture na ko na yung screen na yata. Screenshot. With the title. Simula. Ano ba yung simula?
Yung simula ko. Yan, understanding the merge.
Yan. So, picture muna tayo, bro.
Sige.
Yun. At teka lang, ang labo sa camera. So, screenshot ko lang. Yan, wait lang ha. So, yun. So, ayos. Ayan, doon na sa scan. So, guys, ayan, scan na. Punta na tayo sa scan, guys. So, ayan. So,
point your phones. Meron tayo parang medyo 100 pesos giveaway in Bitcoin. So, di ba? Ngayon, nagko-correct. Siyempre, prime time, di ba? Kahit makakalimutan mong nanood ka dito, siyempre, in the future, pag lumaki na ulit yung Bitcoin, then, di ba? Papasalamat. And, naalala ko pa dito, Laurent, yung mga kwento ng mga kaibigan natin galing din sa isang exchange, no? Nagtotalk daw siya dati sa mga ganito, nagpapamigay ng 0.5 Bitcoin kasi mura lang nun. Ngayon daw, mahal na siya nung binigyan niya.
Kasi, grabe, no?
Makapin na ng bahay, di ba? But, malay mo, di ba? So, yun po. Scan lang po natin yung code so that we get yan. Unfortunately, walang to the moon, guys, no? Medyo mahirap yung moon. Kasi yung to the moon na yan, swerte yan, eh. Ang swerte, di na uulit. So, minsan, pag, kapag ano, eh, di ba? Mahirap.
Oo nga, eh. So, thank you so much, guys. Ayan, no? So, thank you, ah. As always, no? Sobrang swerte natin, no? Lagi nandito si Bro Edmund from PDAX, no? Sharing the knowledge, no? Sa atin lahat, no? So, lahat yan, pinag... Paano ma-scan, sir? Picturean nyo lang, bro. Picturean nyo lang yan. Scan nyo.
Yan, guys.
Tapos, picturean nyo. Kumbaga sa camera nyo, open nyo yung camera nyo. Tapos, ayan, yeah. Ito yung ginagawa ko. I-scan ko siya.
Lalabas yan, yung so, QR, ayan, no?
Oh, yun. Yan,
form lang, guys. Fill out lang.
Web address nakalagay. Scan nyo lang, guys. Tapos, BTC giveaway, oh. So, surprise yan, no? Birthday ni Sir Ed yan, no? So, sabi nga namin, point something BTC lang yan. Pero, ako personally nga, no? Again, not financial advice, guys, ha? Wala kaming, ano rito, disclaimer lang, not financial advice. Ako nga, target ko dyan, 500,000 sa BTC, di ba? 500,000 USD, no?
Ako.
No?
Pare, pag pinag-usapan pa natin yung mga naalala mo sa stocks, pare, yung discounted cash flow.
Cash flow, oo. Oh.
Pare, may gumawa niyan sa Ethereum. Using yung mga fees, ha? Pare, ang forecast niya, $100,000 daw Ethereum.
Oo. Oh. Ako, to be safe, bro, to be safe, ang target ko sa Ethereum, 10,000 USD. To be safe lang.
To be safe.
Yeah, to be safe. So, magkano lang ano ngayon, Ethereum. To be honest, guys, nag-a-add ako, no? So, sabi ko nga sa inyo, I do cost averaging din in BTC and Ethereum. Alam naman ng mga kayo as a community na ginagawa ko yan. Okay, scan nyo na to, guys. So, BTC giveaway from Sir Ed, no? So, okay na ba? Na-scan nyo na ba? Na-picturean nyo na? So, open nyo lang yung camera nyo and then itatutok nyo sa monitor, no? Yan na yung, ano, tutok nyo lang sa ano yun. And then from there, you're gonna be redirected sa isang link and then doon nyo na pwede maklaim yan, no? Yung giveaway na yan. So, okay na ba? So,
sige po.
Ano ba? Pa-comment naman kung pa-react naman kung ano nangyari. Na-scan nyo ba yan? Iba yata kasi nasa phone eh. Paano nila may i-scan kaya yan?
Sige pare, mamaya pag wala pa rin, ibibigay ko na yung code. Ipasok nyo na lang, bro.
O yan. Ibigay nyo na yung
code. Guys, dahil mahal na mahal kayong community mo, bro. Bigay natin yung ano.
Ibigay nyo na yung
code. Yung goal, bro. I-ano ko na lang sa'yo.
Sige. Mamaya, sa dulo, bigay mo na lang.
Yan, bro.
Sige.
Ayun, so thank you guys, no? So, sana may natutunan kayo kahit paano about the merch.
Kasi na pupunta sa pdax.ph, ano na enter yung code?
Pare, pwede mag-download ng app, tapos doon mo papasok yung code sa app.
So sa mga new users o yung mga kaka-register lang, no? So ito, guys, unahan na lang kayo, i-ano nyo na lang. Punta kayo, of course, sa pdax.ph, tapos download niyo yung mga app. And then from there, paano pag-verified na? Paano daw pag-verified na? Wala na, mga verified na yun.
De, basta hindi ka nag-verified for a long time. I think may 7 days yan na, pare. Pero, pwede pa rin maklaim.
Ito na yung code, guys. Oh. Hello, yan. PDAX 100. No? So, free 100 for all!
For all of the limit, bro.
Laurent Genicio for governor and
Ako, pare, magiging ang USEC mo na lang ako, bro.
Sana, no? Sana.
Undersecretary na lang ako.
Finance, before, ba? Nag-SK chairman tayo sa Manila, eh. Pero
ano ka ba?
Hindi ko kinaya magpolitiko.
Naku. Hirap, eh. Parang bagay, sir.
Ang hirap, parang, eh. Kasi parang...
Karisma, ano, pare.
Parang it's, ano, it's... parang... training ground kasi ng corruption kasi hindi ko kasi kaya.
Sana tatanong ko, bro. Pero tama yan, dahil mabait ka, bro. Hindi ka nagpadala sa corruption.
Kasi ano ka eh, minsan ano, if pag parang ano, parang sa isang government, hindi naman sa ano, I mean, di ba parang sa isang, hindi ko sinasabi, no, na nabalitaan ko lang sa isang government agency na na pag di mo tinanggap yung lagay, eh, gagalit sa'yo yung mga kopisina mo, di ba?
Oo. Smiling money raw yun. Merong kukuha sa'yo.
For the team daw yun eh. For the team eh, di ba?
Yun, yun. Dapat daw ipamahagi sa kanila, di ba?
Oo eh.
Yan talaga yan.
Saan ilalagay yung code? Download nyo yung app, guys. Open an account. Yung app sa PDAX. And then yun, i-post nyo lang yung code na yun. You'll get 100 pesos, no? So, hello, PDAX, my to me. Yan, nakuha niya. Thank you, Sir Ed, Boss L. Yan na. So, yan na. Kanina, 500. Tapos kayo, may tag-iisang daan pa kayo. Parang Pasko early na. Si Maricha na. Kasi, whenever
I see girls and boys. Yan, pare. Paborito ko rin yan.
May mga questions, bro. Si King Kong.
Sige lang, sige lang, sir.
Anong effect nito sa ETH miners?
Nako, lugi na sila, bro. Kasi wala na. Bigla mong shot. Pag nag-merge, wala nang use for miners. So, kung may kilala ka, sana bilhin natin yung graphics card.
Oo, oh, actually, for, actually tagal ko nang gusto mag-upgrade din. But since the pandemic, no, sobrang mahal. No? But last year, I think, this year, it started to go down na. Medyo nagbumura na. Nag-stabilize na kasi bumagsak na rin yung crypto, di ba? So nag-stabilize na rin yung
presyo,
no. So mura, medyo mura na ngayon. So sabi ni Kingdom Buy and Rumor Sell on News, yes, correct yan.
Tama
yan.
Sabi
ni Lolo Warren, to get rich quick is to get rich slow. So actually kaka-share ko lang yan dyan sa page ko, no. So pag yung iba gusto get rich quick talaga, tapos pag na-scam, maninisi ng iba, di ba? So
pag high return, guys, higher risk.
Higher risk.
Pwede, mo, diba?
Sinasabi naman namin, sige, okay lang, mag-high risk ka, pero wag yung ano, wag yung kabuhayan mo ilalagay mo dun, di ba?
Correct, tama. So,
hindi yung okay lang yan, pero kami, nag-high risk kami, pero yun, parang ano na namin yan, pwede na mawala yan.
Tama. So,
parang ganun.
Hindi mo dapat kinakain yun, pare. Kasi mamaya po.
Oh. Ayan, oh. Sa ito, illustration, oh. Pinost ko to sa page ko, eh. Ayan, oh.
Yan.
Okay. Nakakalungkot, eh. Pero, ayun lang. Just a reminder, guys, no. Pero, okay. Wala namang masama mga araw. Pero, of course, you should have stable income. Yung base mo, okay pa rin yan, no. So, sir, kamusta ang Luna? Ano ba nangyari?
Nako, pare. Parang may reputational problem yung founder niya. Eh. Ako, parang, well, sige.
Pero nag-pump eh. Nag-pump yata kahapon, di ba? Isang araw.
Pare. Isang araw, may nag-pump. $1.37. So, as far as crypto Twitter is concerned, parang there's nothing, kumbaga,
well, laman, wala naman
kita doon, pare. Minsan, pinapump lang nila yan. Eh. But syempre, pag itas tayong lokohin, magpapaloko po ulit. Well, binago naman daw. But syempre, di ba? May konting doubt mo daw. But syempre, aralin pa rin natin kasi malay mo may nangyayari dyan. Hindi naman yung tataas kung, di ba, kung wala. But syempre, ang sabi nga ng mga idol natin dyan sa Call Financial, pare, pag umangat, then it establishes a certain base. Then isipin totoo. You have to also look for volume. Minsan, tumataas ng presyo pero walang volume. Walang handful ng tao yung nagtitrade, di ba? So you have to take those into consideration as well. Kesa magsugal ka sa Terra, maraming pwedeng pagsugalan, sir. Next time, pag-usapan natin. So, joke lang. Long-term investing tayo. But syempre, pare, di ba, kung iisipin mo, kung mag-1,000x yun, maglagay ka ng $1 sa 1,000 cryptos, yun ang break-even mo, eh, di ba?
Oh.
Eh kung maglagay ka ng, di ba, sa mas konti, di ba? 5,000 crypto projects lang naman yun, eh. No. Maglagay ka sa 100 na gustong-gusto mo. pag nag 1,000x ang isa, bawi ka. So may ganun ding logic din sa mga traders, di ba? Kung para kang, since we're in this part of the market we're in, talagang sobrang, yun mo, we're starting from nothing, di ba? Yan, may tanong yata tayo kay What the Fact? What the Fact? Parang tanong na ngayon pa.
Anong network po mo balak gamitin ni MasterCard for ano for their transactions, no? So
I think they're planning to use yung mga stable coins as of the moment. Pero
yeah, actually kaya maganda Ethereum, it's the first smart contract talaga, no? So Bitcoin kasi, sabi ko nga sa inyo, yung mga nag-invest diyan like me, parang ano ko na yan eh, classic car, 'di ba? Yeah. Parang yun yung comparison diyan. Ano na yan eh, kumbaga ano na yan eh, for the ano na lang yan, for the bragging rights na lang din. Pero kung talagang use case talaga, smart contract, itong Ethereum talaga. That's why ako nag, still, ako, owing my, kumbaga for my self-fulfillment ko, I have at least one Bitcoin, no? So, sobrang masaya na ako doon, I have at least one Bitcoin. And for Ethereum, I'm still accumulating, no, nag-a-add pa rin ako. Kasi nga, I still believe, and sabi nga ni, Vitalik, no? So it's hard very fork. Early stage. Si Vitalik hard fork. So babae pa yung nagpa-picture sa kanya eh, no? So
ito so, pare, may isang comment si Crow J. Kung nakabili ka ng 5,000 PHP long at the low, may milyonaryo ka na ngayon. Siyempre, pero pare yan, in retrospect yan pare, 'di ba? Hindi mo naman alam na magpa-pump yun eh. Kumbaga nung dati, pag nung bumagsak to less than $1, bumili ka, mahulugi ka pa ng 100 ulit-ulit, diba, ka kumita. So, syempre, it's easy to say na, oh, nag-pump ngayon, syempre, sana ginawa mo, but that's not the case in markets, diba? You're always, hindi mo alam mangyayari. So, sa akin, for that, you know, you have to have a system to do it para repeatable. Kasi yan, swerte ka lang kung nakabili ka, pero syempre in retrospect, you can't repeat it eh, di ba? Hindi mo naman may babalikan na karaan at di mo alam kung anong future unless ikaw si Diyos Ama. Si Diyos Anak, di nga niya alam yan, pare. Si Diyos Ama lang nakakaalam yan. Sabi ng tatay kong dating pare.
No. So, saan lalagay yung code ko pag verified na? Basta kaka-open mo lang within 7 days, pwede pa nila maklaim yung code, di ba, bro?
Oo, tsaka itry mo ulo. I-try mo kasi wala namang sinabi sa akin yung aking staff na bawal ipasok. Eh, no?
Okay. Pasok mo lang ipasok, no? Kahit isang butas yan.
Yan.
Ayan,
pare, magpo-post tayo yung video how to use the code in your, ano. Bibigyan ka ng video, bro, para mag-post.
Sige, post natin yan. How to use your code, no? May YouTube ka ba? Pwede natin i-flash ngayon, eh.
Hanapin natin, ha.
Sige. Yan, sir, musta? So yan, may questions po ba kayo, guys? So very much excited. Ako, I still am accumulating right now. To be honest, I have around 5 Ethereum. So nag-a-add pa rin ako ng mga Ethereum, no, from time to time.
Ito pare. Ito.
Sige, send mo sa akin yung link. So sige. While fixing that, ayan, send mo sa private chat sa akin yung link. Para maano, how to use the code. And then, may, bro, may question si Valley Girl, no?
Sure.
So, mahilig siya. Ayan. So, for example, meron kang 20 million sa Binance and you want to withdraw it. So, transfer mo sa PDAX. Then, from PDAX to Union Bank, okay lang yun. Hindi yun if you freeze ng Union Bank.
Nako, hindi, Valley Girl. Basta nag-comply ka sa KYC standards ni PDAX. So, ngayon, may three layers of account in PDAX. Valley Girl. Si Valley Girl, parang ano, may mga daming transaksyon. Anyway, so meron kang verified, meron kang premium, then prime. Pag prime, unlimited Valley Girl. Pero technically, $1 million yun. $1 million, pero may lipat. Walang tanong. And Union Bank relies on our KYC for that. Siyempre, pag naman medyo suspicious ka, like for instance, hindi ka nag face to face or whatever, no? So hindi ka makakarating sa prime. Or kunyari pag tinanong, ano yung source of account mo? Ah, marami akong ano sa Afghanistan. Yan, medyo hindi ka nalulusot. But syempre, kung naman wala naman tayong ginagawa masama, we're just getting funds from the metaverse, then walang problema yan. Mag-prime account ka na para ka-transfer kayo ng walang problema.
Ako guys, prime ako, no? So grabe, 20 million na. So kaya nagdaruto sa Crypto Legions pa to o ano bang nilalaro nito. So, Crypto Mines. So, ayan. So, play ko lang to guys, no, sa mga nagtatanong para matapos na yung mga questions nyo, type nyo lang sa comment section. So, of course, we don't want to take yung time ni Sir Ed. Birthday niya ngayon, guys. Eh. Nandito siya sa atin.
So, Jether, dapat mag-verify ka naman sana. Wala. ID lang naman yan, Jether.
Oo, verify mo na yung P-box natin.
Tsaka pare, nagdagdag kami ng maraming tokens ulit, ha. Meron na kaming gold sa P-box, pare. May PAX gold na, bro.
Gold?
Oo, bro. Yung PAX gold, I invest in that kasi nga, nung nag-ipon na ng troops si Putin sa around Ukraine, uy, geopolitical risk. Nag-invest na ako sa PAX gold, bro. Yan. Ano yan, bro, ha? 1 troy ounce per token yan. So, it's claimable in Paxos. So, talagang sumasayaw sa gold price yan. Si TV mo, parang, sir, sa Shiba po, meron kami yan sa OTC. So, pag prime ka, may access ka to 90 tokens. So, ang dami na nun, pare. Hindi ka na mabuto ng token. Meron so, yan sa OTC.
After verified, magpa-prime ka na nga para mataas na yung limit mo, no?
Oo.
So, kailangan lang, may additional requirements. Proof of income, of course, KYC. KYC ka lang. Interview lang. Very, madali lang, guys, no? So, sabihin nyo, Sir Ed, kaibigan mo, Sir Ed, para...
Yun, pwede na. Pasok ka na.
Play ko lang to.
I-copy mo ko sa email. Diba? Yan.
Sige lang to guys. Narinig nyo ba pag
so in this video, papakita natin yung pag-claim ng bonus
narinig
sa eDAX gamit yung referral code. Yan. So, pwede lang siyang gawin sa web version.
Naku, web lang pala.
Punta muna tayo sa promo mechanics. Ito kasi yung dapat natin tingnan para maging successful yung pag-claim natin ng bonus from them. Isang beses lang natin siya pwedeng gawin. And ang pinaka-importante is dapat within 30 days kapag na-verify na yung account mo, doon mo lang siya pwedeng i-claim. So,
30 days pala guys eh.
Kung ginawa mo ito after a month, nung pag-verify ng account mo or pag-upgrade ng account mo, most likely, hindi ka na pasok sa promo or hindi ka na makakuha ng 50 pesos worth of Bitcoin.
Sa atin, 100!
And lastly, kung 100 successful yung ginawa mo, nakapag-gamit ka ng referral code within 30 days, makikredit yung rewards within 14 days sa PDAX account mo. So let's proceed na. Punta na tayo dito sa PDAX. And again, sa web version lang siya pwedeng gawin. So after nga natin makapag-login
web
sa
ba,
account
bro?
Natin sa web version, dito sa taas may profile.
Sayo, natutulog na yung tao ko eh. Pero meron the way dun sa app eh. Anyway, so post na lang natin sa group mo, sir, para...
Oh, sige. Sa mga app, no? So ipapost ko yung code, no? Together with the instructions, guys, no? Para ano at least meron tayong free 100 pesos worth of Bitcoin, no? Yes. So itulog niyo na 'yan. So itulog niyo na 'yung Bitcoin para after ilang years, no? Yung 25 pesos mo.
Yung 100 mo pwedeng maging bahay, 'di ba?
Oo, yung 100 pesos pwedeng
maging.
For sure
ako, Laurent, sa 2100 million na 'yan.
Oo naman, no.
Sa 2100 pag ubos na 'yung supply ng Bitcoin. Yan na lang ang Bitcoin sa mundo. So, tataas na presyo niyan.
Oo nga eh.
Ayun ako.
So, yan. So, verify. Pag-prime na kayo, no? So, yan. Birthday ni Sir Ed. So, wala na ba kayong questions, guys, no? Para nakakaya kay Sir Ed, eh. Para ano naman.
Wala naman yun, pare. Tayo, mahilig talaga tayo sa ganito, bro. Para mag-spread lang ng knowledge at tulungan ng community mo, bro.
Oo nga eh. Kasi... Nakatawa eh. Ang dami na papariwara eh. relax lang. Tapos sarap pa ng ano bro, naparad mo yung ano, kita ko yung video ko sa Gilas, no? Gilid kami ng court eh.
Pucha pare, saya nun. Nanggit nga ako bro eh. Pero nanonood na lang ako dun sa ano, sa mga
Jordan Clarkson bro.
Diba?
So, ang dami pa nag-tag sa akin. I mean, thank you sa community ko. Ha? I mean, sa Discord, sa Facebook, and some of you messaged me na lumabas tayo sa vlog ni Kong TV. Ha? So, nice. Na-extra tayo doon. No? Kasi tropa natin si Kong eh. So, nandun din siya. Nakasama tayo sa video niya. So, thank you ha, sa mga nag-tag sa akin. So, Ayan. So may questions ba kayo guys regarding the Ethereum? So kami, same strategy ni Sir Ed. We're still accumulating very slow. And hopefully nga, hindi naman, no? Sama ako. Pero parang gusto kong bumagsak minsan para makabili pa ng mas mura eh. Diba?
Pare, pwede so, kasi. Isang increase pa ng rates, isa pang guhit ulit yan eh. Kunyari, nag-ano ulit si Fed ng another 50 bips or higher. Para yari tayo ulit yan. Pero okay lang, bilhin. Kaya cost average. Kasi hindi mo lang
this mangyayari, di ba? Oh, this is an opportunity, guys. No? It's an opportunity of a lifetime. Na this is where wealth is built. Di ba?
So, same eh. Pare.
Same eh. Same with other, sabi nga namin, sabi ko nga sa inyo guys, I'm also trying to study other asset classes. No? Rolex, gold.
Baksak na rin, bro.
Baksak din. Baksak din. No? Kahit yung ano, ha? Kasi walang right now, di ba nakita mo, nagpo-post din ako minsan ng mga trading cards. Baksak din, no? Yung mga trading cards nila, Zion, nila Michael Jordan. So, baksak din, no? So,
nakita ko yun. Ang dahil mo cards na ganun, bro.
Yung mga Jordan.
Nagkaroon ako nung dati ng Jordan, kaso na wala na lang nun.
Mga blue chips eh. Sa trading cards kasi blue chips yung Jordan eh. Ngayon yung parang gusto mo ng growth stocks, magtataya ka sa mga bata, sa mga rookie.
Yeah, sa rookie, no? So,
pero high risk yun, syempre.
Oh, baka ma-injure, di ba? Or whatever.
So, sige. Siguro, bro, last question dito kay TV mo. Best 5 crypto na maganda i-hold po for you.
Nako, sa akin, pare, for me to not financial advice. Loranta.
Not financial advice. Disclaimer, this is for us opinion. But again, we cannot guarantee anything. This is crypto. You should know the risk. But sige, let's share namin yung 5 crypto holdings na gusto namin i-hold.
Ito talaga naniniwala ako for the value it brings to the table. Sorry, hindi 5. 4 lang sa akin. Of course, yung dalawa na yan, Bitcoin. Sabi nga ni Durant, para yung Jordan 1 eh. Yan yung unang-unang cryptocurrency. Yung card yan eh. Yan yung pinakasikat. Hanggang
ngayon, di ba? Jordan 36 diba? Na guys. Jordan 36 na. Pero uso pa rin yung Jordan 1.
Oo, para siya, di ba? Yung pa rin ang pinakamahal. So yan, Bitcoin. Ethereum, of course, alam niyo naman yan. But sa akin pare, I was surprised by my experience nung natikmang kong gumamit ng Solana. For me lang.
Yun,
Solana.
Yun.
Sa laro. Tsaka doon sa mga NFT. Ang bilis ng processing. Ang bilis ng throughput. Wala akong pakialam sa security masyado kasi Durant eh. Ako lang, hindi naman ako bumibili ng bahay dito, di ba? Bumibili lang naman ako ng mga kono, nilalaro ko lang naman ako eh. So kahit medyo walang security, walang centralization, okay sa akin. Pero sobrang bilis. It's your everyday blockchain. Ngayon yung nakikita ko nyari, madedelay pa yung sharding na yan. Kasi syempre, pag in-implement nila yan, another probably 2-3 years of testing yan eh. Sana makahabol si Solana. Last but not least, kasi tuwang-tuwa ako sa value binibigay sa akin ng Pax Gold.
Wow!
Classically na. Sa PDAX meron na yan.
Okay,
kakalabas lang yata last month, pare.
Coin yun? Coin?
Coin token, pare. Pax Gold token. Ma noon araw, bumibili pa ako sa Paxos mismo. Nag-open ako ng account, nag-open ako wallet doon. Doon ako nag-invest slowly in gold. Kasi, of course, it has a specific function to your portfolio, especially pag may maraming uncertainty, mataas ang inflation, diyan po diyan ka bibili ng gold.
Ayos.
Eh dati ang hirap magbumili ng gold. It's either punta ka sa Singapore, bibili ka ng synthetic,
di ba?
ETF or yung mga sexing babae na punta sa office mo, magte-trading ka ng gold. May ganun pa, may gold ba? Tapos, yung pala scam, parang ganun, di ba? Yung tinaan ka lang sa sexy, pero wala pala. So, ganun kahirap yung gold. So, yung medyo na ano ko doon. So, for me, yan. Bitcoin, Ethereum, Solana. Because of my experience. So, meron na rin pala kaming mga green Satoshi, pare. Ha? Yung, ano ba, diba? Sabihin na dito. Mayroon pa tayo ibang mga bagong tokens ng PDAX, eh. Unfortunately, parang marami bang gumagamit ng WAX, bro? Kasi, tiyata naman ko lagi eh. Ano bang gusto mong inidagdag? Sabi ko, ako, wala naman masyado. Pero syempre, kung type natin yung WAX, pwede natin i-propose yan kung type ninyo. So may mga bago tayong token, like yung Sand and Mana, meron na rin, pare. Right from the app. May XLM, kung gusto mong mag-remit ng pera, cheaply. May BNB na rin, pare. may BUSD pa nga eh. So kung talagang fan ka ng Binance, hindi ka nadadaan sa P2P. Bili ka ng BUSD, ilipat mo sa Binance, pwedeng-pwede. May Solana rin. Ito, Pax G, Gala. Kung may likis sa Gala Games, nandun din. Yes, GFT, yes. Algo. Yun, yung mga bago. So, medyo dumami rin ng malala eh. So, nakakatawa rin. Pati Sushi, of course, wala na masyad gumagamit yan. Siyempre, yung AXS and SLP is always there. Yan. Yun, pare. Yung mga bago ngayon. So, pati ApeCoin meron na rin, bro.
ApeCoin, no?
ApeCoin, eh. ApeCoin naman sa Pidax. And we're growing it every month yata. May bago kaming token, pare. Our target namin, lahat malist, eh. Diba? So, that's what we're trying to do. Yeah.
Ayos, ayos. So, yung gold, no? So, ayos yun, no? So, ako, basically, pareho lang halos. BTC, ETH, yan, AVAX din siguro, tsaka Sol and Matic siguro. Yan, yan yung mga top 5 ko. Sol, Matic, AVAX. Ayan yung ano natin. Yan, BTC, ETH. Tsaka yun, no? Gusto ko yun, no? Pax G, under yun, ha?
Yun, Pax G, yan.
Under Ethereum. Yung... under Ethereum pala yan?
Oo, oh, pare. Pero ano, ERC 20 din siya. Tapos yung sa yung AVAX tsaka ADA type maganda rin sa technology background eh. Pero ang problema ko dun, hindi sikat eh. Mas sikat yung Solana eh.
So, oo, mas Solana. Because of the NFTs kasi talaga.
Yes, pare. Tsaka ang game.
Ang daming mga sikat sa Solana eh. Yung The Gods, of course, yung OK Bears, diba? So, yun yung mga nag-ano dyan eh. Nagbago ng landscape dyan sa Magic Eden. Sa oo. Solana, no? So,
saka yung mga names, pare, di ba? Magic Eden, biruin mo. Yung mga names nila sa brand nila, Magic Eden. Di ba parang?
Oo, parang pagpasok ayos, mo. Parang pagpasok mo, ano eh, paradise eh, di ba?
Magic Eden. Ma-hard fork din tayo. Parang, ibang paraiso
naman. Parang ano, Magic Eden, Kremlin, di ba?
Di ba?
Oh, Kremlin, branding, wilderness, di ba? Wilderness.
Ganun ang branding niyan, bro. So sabi ko, yan, may massive adoption na. Si AVAX tsaka si ADA, medyo malayo-layo pa ng konti. Wala pang ganun, eh, di ba? Si Solana nandyan na, di ba?
Oh, so pwede po ba PDAX to MetaMask and vice versa?
Pwedeng-pwede.
Okay. Basta make sure, guys, ha, check the network, ha. Basta correct. Same network, ha? Kasi baka mamaya sa ibang network may iba to, di ba? Basta make sure.
Ang solid tip ko dyan, magsimula ka muna sa piso. Transfer
ka. Oo, transfer ka para lang test mo. Kasi it pays, yeah. Ano eh. It pays to double check din talaga. Kasi ang hirap pag nagkamali ka. Before I watch a video, parang ilang Bitcoin yung transfer niya na na-delete lang yung isang address. isang letter sa dulo, no, na hindi niya na-copy, 'di ba? Highlight mo yung address mo. Kasi dati wala pa kasi yung copy clipboard, eh, 'di ba? Copy yung icon, 'di ba? Ngayon, oh. Ganda na ng mga wallet ngayon eh, copy wallet address na para wala kang before kasi you should highlight eh, 'di ba?
Tama.
Eh, nakalimutan niya yung isang letter, 'di ba? So,
sayang.
Burn na yun. Actually, itinyari sa akin yun, guys. One of the games, I mean, alam niyo yun, yung Robocop, di ba? So, I was transferring to other wallet, but ang nakopy ko, yung contract address nung token, di ba? So, I transferred my tokens to that contract address ng token na yun. So, it's burnt, no? So, burn babay man. Money, di ba? So,
or, bili ka na ng ano, pare, unstoppable domain. Meron yun eh. Pwede i-link yun yung mga account mo eh.
Yung meron ako, guys. Actually, medyo nagiging trend yun eh. Yung mga domains ng ETH, no? So actually, I bought some, but I will not disclose some of the popular brands in the Philippines. I already bought them.
Yun, so, po. Chad Laurent talaga. Galing mo talaga dyan, bro.
Oo. kasi pag naunahan ako sa Nike.com, di ba? So, naunahan na tayo dun eh. Kung binili sa iyo. Ano, night.eth pala, di ba? Night.eth. Oh. So, ako, Laurent Dionisio ETH, nabili ko na yan. For my baby, meron na rin. Tapos, yun nga, some of the popular brands in the Philippines, binili ko na. So, hopefully, pag nag-materialize yan, bili nila sa akin.
Yun. i-bid mo na naman malaki, bro. Yeah.
So, pwede kayong mag-flip pa ng mga ganun na Ethereum domain. Ay, mga ETH domain.
Meron pa yung mga numbered domains. Eh,
number, di ba? Number domains, 999. Trend din yan. Yung mga Apple. Yung mga sikat na brands, no? So, check nyo rin yan.
Pinili nila.
So, those are just the ideas, no? So, right now, to be honest, wala pa kaming... Wala pang games din masyado okay ngayon, eh, no? So, hinahintay namin yung Robocop. Hopefully, ma-check nyo rin yun, bro, Ed, no?
Robocop?
Filipino-Japanese, eh, yung developer. Robocop. So, Filipino-Japanese din. So, ang ganda ng ano niya, pinaghalong Axie tsaka Pigaxi. And they were... Light na kaka-launch lang ng PvE niya. So, ngayon, kanina, nilaunch din yung ano nila, eh. Yung training. So, kumbaga, what they promised, no, they delivered. So, nakakatuwa. And,
Robocop.
Kak, bro.
Robocop.
Bro, talpakan. Bro, talpakan to. Bro, talpakan.
Robocop. Ay, magsasabong ka rin ng...
talpakan, bro.
Robot, talpakan. Sige, try ka na rin yan, pa.
Ayos
next
na, bro.
Next time, magkaroon ka tayo niyan, bro.
Di ba yung isabong pumatok yung Gcash? Ito naman, baka PDAX pumatok dito, bro.
Robocop.
Crypto, eh. NFT game to, baka PDAX pumatok dito. Robocop, di ba? Talpakan sa blockchain, di ba?
Soon, ma'am, makakabenta ka na yun sa PDAX. Pero, ay, naku, I think I shared too much. But anyway, so, soon, pare. Magkakaroon tayo ng...
Soon, ayos.
Lalaunchin natin yan dito, bro, since may hindi kayo mag-NFT, pare.
Oo, siyempre, puro
NFT. Pag lumabas. Diba? Tanto ako sa Robocop mo, bro, eh.
Oo, check mo. Kaka-email lang namin last week, bro. Last week sila yung guest ko. So, kaka-email. Feel Japanese yung, ano, yung may-ari. Ganda, check mo itong trailer.
Nakikita ko na nga, oh.
Check mo itong trailer, play ko lang.
Sige, bro.
Yun, di ba?
Ganda, pare. Titirahin ko na yan. Game. Next time, magpapalabas tayo ng mga Robocop dito.
Oo, sabi ko nga kasi na, choose your cocks, eh. Sabi ko nga sa kanila, eh.
Choose your cock.
Pili kayo ng cocks ko, eh. Medyo may team or medyo tumutok agad or...
Huwag lang may sakit, pare. Huwag may sakit, tali. Oh, let's get it.
Oo, yung mandingo yung pangalan ng cock ko, sabi ko.
Malamang may gagawin. Manding. Puro pangalan ng mga kak, pare.
Ako, pero ang ganda ng project. So, to be honest, kasi I've been reviewing projects almost every day. Diba, walang kwenta talaga. Click to earn, minadali. Ito, so, they delivered, no? And,
based din, pare, no?
Ang ganda, parang they learn from Pegaxi, Axie, and other NFT games, no? Basta maganda naman yan.
Yeah.
Okay. So thank you guys, no. And of course, last natin giveaway another 500, no, for me naman. Of course, no. Just type diyan sa ulit sa comment section, PDAX hashtag PDAX guys, of course. Just want to thank our guest din, Sir Ed, no, from PDAX, na always sharing the knowledge, no. So kasi marami nagtatanong, ano ba tong Ethereum merger, 'di ba? So, kalokohan yung merger na yan. Diba? So, hashtag lang PDAX.
Durant, pare. Ako, nag-enjoy ako sa mga gantong session natin. Tawang-tawa ako sa mga crowd mo.
Ayan. So, thank you guys. No? Ayan, comment lang kayo. Hashtag PDAX. And of course, sa mga mag-download ng app nga ng PDAX, no? Hello PDAX 100. Try nyo. you can get 100 pesos. And for this giveaway, I'll giving off 500 pesos worth of BNB, no? Ngayon yung ano natin. Ayan, so, ayan, dami. Dami na naman sumasali. And thank you so much for being with us, Sir Ed. Happy birthday, ah. Happy birthday.
Thank you, sir.
God bless you, more blessings, and of course, good health, di ba? Yung pinaka-importante. Bata pa yung baby natin, eh. So,
oh, man.
Ano tayo? So,
healthy.
Thank you, thank you. And, ayan, so, draw na natin. So, we'll wait for 50 entries and then draw na natin, guys. So, thank you so much. Happy weekend. Ingat kayo. Stay safe. Keep dry. And, of course,
take care of your Robocox.
Oh, Robocox. And, of course, ito, hard fork. Oh. Hard fork si ano eh.
Ano ako sa picture? Wala
ako. Vitalik bote rin eh. Kasi nag-viral ito eh. Nagpa-picture sa kanya yung babae. Nag-hard fork daw. Regarding hard fork.
That made my day, bro. I had a difficult day today.
Hindi mo nandita yan. Nag-viral bro eh.
Hindi pa eh. Yan pala ako mag-check sa gabi ng mga Twitter ko eh.
Pero check mo yun. Ayun ako. Hard so... Yeah, so giveaway na tayo guys, 70 entries. Thank you so much for being with us. Happy weekend, stay safe and stay dry. Again, sa mananalo, please message me in Discord and I'll give your 500. So good luck, and thank you so much for being with us. God bless you all. Thank you, Sir Ed. Happy birthday.
Thank you, sir.
Christopher Manalo. Napaka-complete name, ah. Christopher Manalo.
Kulang na lang ng middle initial, pare. Oh, Christopher B. Manalo.
Pwede natin gawing ano to, ah. Name tag, ah. Paprint ko nga to.
Oo nga, eh. Christopher Manalo, congratulations.
Comment yan, Christopher Manalo. Comment ka lang dyan. Your Discord user ID so that I could verify mamaya pag-message mo na ikaw yan. Please type in. So, kanina kasi meron na, eh. Si Goku-san, di ba, yung nanalo. Ang kanyang Discord is, I don't know, is 6804. Yun yung kanyang Christopher Manalo. Yan. Sana all, Pipito. Congratulations. Yan. So, message mo ako, Christopher Manalo. Ha? Wala ka bang Discord? Please comment dyan, no? Para ma-screenshot ko yung Discord username mo, Christopher Manalo. So, thank you, Sir Ed. Maraming sir, salamat for being salamat with us. Thank you for the knowledge. And hopefully, pag ma-invite kita ulit, no, in the future regarding this. Any updates, no? So, of course, mga yes, bagong features
sa Pinta. Sir.
Pabibili nga ako ng gold.
Pare, okay. Pero ngayon, of course, medyo may weakness ng konti. Pero, pare, ano lang yan. Kumbaga, yan yung may intrinsic value lang, pare. Kapag nagkakagulong mundo, tumataas yan.
Pare. Kaya nga, eh. So, Christopher, type mo dyan yung Discord mo, yung username mo. Hindi ko tinatanong kung may Discord ka.
So, relax lang, Lurat.
Hindi.
Super manalo yung...
Yan. Tough love, bro. Tough love.
Tough diba? Love, tough love. Tama, tama.
Oo, oh, ano lang yan. Sana yung nasaan niya community ko. Nag-lokohan na kami dito.
Ano naman, siyempre.
Thank you, guys. Ha? Thank you so much for being... See you again next week, hopefully. Or sure. Ano bang... Kailan tayo magla-live ulit. No? Thanks for the knowledge. No? And happy birthday sa akin ni Alfonso.
Maraming salamat sa inyo lahat. Laurent, thank you talaga. I really enjoyed
it. Ang dami nag-birthday. Ang dami nag-happy birthday po sa Ed. Si Bleach, si Goran. Ayan, happy birthday. Happy weekend. Thank you so much. Ayan, so thank you. Bye-bye. Stay safe. God bless you.
Bye-bye.